بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب بيان أن السنة إذا قيل للمستأذن من أنت أن يقول فلان، فيسمي نفسه بما يعرف به من اسم أو كنية، وكراهة قوله أنا ونحوها. This is a chapter explaining that it is sunnah when a person who seeks permission to enter somebody's home and he is asked, who are you, or who is it, that it is sunnah for him to say it is so and so, such and such person. So he should identify himself with his name or with the title that he is well known with, or he should say when he is asked who is it, he must give his name or any nickname that he is well known with, some title he is well known with. And it is makruh, disliked, that he must say it is me. By saying me, you're not saying exactly who you are. So the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is when you seek permission and the person, the owner of the house, asks you who is it, then you must give your name or you identify yourself with the title that you are well known with or some nickname that you are well known with. And it will be disliked, makruh, to say it is me. An Anas radiallahu ta'ala fi hadithi al-mashhur fi Isra. قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم صعد بي جبريل إلى السماء الدنيا فاستفتح بالفقير من هذا قال جبريل قيل ومن معك قال محمد ثم صعد إلى السماء الثانية فاستفتح قيل من هذا قال جبريل قيل ومن معك قال محمد والثالثة والرابعة وسائرهن ويقال في باب كل سماء من هذا فيقول جبريل متفق عليه. In the lengthy hadith, famous hadith, which is regarded to be the hadith of Isra, Mi'raj, during this trip, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi had mentioned that whilst Jibreel sallallahu alaihi wasallam ascended with me into the lowest heaven, the sky of the world, and as we ascended, Jibreel sallallahu alaihi wasallam knocked on the door and he asked for the door to be opened. So the angel asked, who is it? So he said, it is Jibreel. And then the angel asked, and who is with you? So he said, it is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then they ascended to the second sky, and the same thing happened. Jibreel sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for the door to be opened, and the angel then asked, who is it? He said, it is Jibreel. And he asked, who is with you? He said, it is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the third and the fourth, and all the other remaining skies, in each sky at the door, they were asked, who is it? And then Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will answer, it is Jibreel. So imagine, them being the angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is asked, who is it? So he also had to say, give his name. He shouldn't just say, and he didn't say, ana, it is just me. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال, خرجت ليلة من الليالي. Abu Dharr says, I came out one night, فإذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يمشي وحده. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking alone. فجعلت أمشي في ظل القمر. So I began to walk in the shadow of the moon. I didn't want to walk in the light of the moon, because then Rasulullah, my reflection would appear and he would be disturbed. So I walked in the shadow of the moon. فَالْتَفَتَ Nabi Sallam suddenly turned around. فَرَآنِي And he saw me. فَقَالَ مَنْ هَذَا Who is it? فَقُلْتُ أَبُو ذَرْ Nabi asked, Nabi Sallam asked, who is it? So I replied, it is Abu Dharr. مُتَّفَقُرْ عَلِي So this hadith also, not necessarily you knocking at somebody's door, but somebody is walking in privacy, and now you are going. There again, when the person asks, who is it? You should identify yourself with your name, your nickname, agnomen, your title that you are well known with. So Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu says, it is Abu Dharr. وَنْ أُمِّ هَانِئٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَلَ عَنْهَا قَالَتْ أَتِيتُ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ وَيَغْتَسِلُ وَفَاطِمَةُ تَسْتُرُهُ فَقَالَ مَنْ هَذِهِ فَقُلْتُ أَنَا أُمُّ هَانِئٍ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ So lengthy incident of Ummu Hani radiallahu ta'ala anha, her name was Fakhita bintu Abi Talib. She was the daughter of Abu Talib, the sister of Ali radiallahu ta'ala. An important matter arose and she had to seek amnesty on behalf of a person who was a non-Muslim. It was the day of the conquering of Makkah, Fathu Makkah, a very important day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taking a bath. Fatima radiallahu ta'ala had concealed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completely. Ummu Hani, the cousin of Rasulullah, comes and she seeks permission. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, who is it? So she replied, it is Ummu Hani'in. So all these ahadiths explain to us very clearly that when we ask, who is it? So if you phone somebody and he asks, who's speaking? You don't remain silent you tell the person who is speaking, you enter somebody's home, or his office, or workplace, or in his private place, wherever it is, and you ask, who is it? You should give your name. وَعَنْ جَابِرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَنْ قَالَ أَتَيْتُ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ فَدَقَقْتُ الْبَابِ Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu says, I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I went to his home, and I knocked on the door. فَقَالَ مَنْ هَذَا Rasulullah asked, who is it? فَقُلْتُ أَنَا I said, it is me. فَقَالَ أَنَا أَنَا كَأَنَّهُ كَرِيهَا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ Nabi said, I. As though he disliked me saying, I. In other words, Rasulullah wanted him to give his name. It is Jabir, not I, because you may confuse the person. He may not realize who it is, and he needs to know who it is for him to give permission to enter. So you shouldn't expect that he should just recognize your voice and just allow you to enter. The simple procedure is, in the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, you should identify yourself. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.